printers have long been a staple in an office setting. Depending on its special features, these machines can scan, fax, print double-sided copies, and may need the occasional swift kick to start working again. Today, a different type of printer, one that does more than just create two-dimensional images on paper, is becoming more mainstream. A 3D printer, as the name indicates, can create three-dimensional objects. Last month, the University of Arkansas Computer Store made a MakerBot Replicator 2 desktop 3D printer available for in-store use and purchase. Computer Store Manager Jonathan Tannehill explains the 3D printer is not much different from a regular two-dimensional printer in that it creates an object by printing it one layer at a time, and each layer is as thick as a sheet of paper. The material this particular machine uses is a filament that's a bioplastic derived from corn.
So think of it as a mix between a printer and a hot glue gun. This gets really hot, 230 degrees Celsius. And it melts the plastic into a thin filament, and then it just starts laying it down in super thin layers.
MakerBot was founded in 2009, and its new printer that's available at the U of A computer store is the company's fourth generation machine. According to MakerBot's website, 3D printing is also called additive manufacturing, and it differs from traditional manufacturing, such as machining, which involves subtracting a material in order to achieve a certain shape. 3D printers have a history of being very large and expensive. However, MakerBot sells printers that are made, priced, and sized for the desktop. While this machine does cost about $2,200, Tannehill says that is much cheaper than what these types of printers used to cost.
In the past, they've always been extremely expensive. And $2,000, while it seems expensive, is a lot less than it's been in the past. A few years ago, you would have paid $12,000 for something like this. So it's come down very quickly.
The machine has a square black metal frame. It's an open design, so you can see the approximately 11-inch by 6-inch flat surface where items are printed in the middle of the machine. A spool of red filament is attached to the back of this printer. It's then connected to a device that hangs from the top of the machine, and it's heated up. The device then slides back and forth, much like a two-dimensional printer, and pours out the filament, creating each layer. Computer Store Manager Jonathan Tannehill says it costs $48 for a kilogram of material, which can print several models. One of the reasons it can print so many things is because oftentimes the items are mostly hollow. Tannehill says they wanted to have some fun when they first got the machine, so one of the first things they printed was a Doctor Who chess set. Some students have seen the machine in action and have even asked if they could print some things.
I already banned weapons and body parts, so yeah, we have to be careful with what people print here.
Tannehill says he realizes $2,200 might be a bit much for the average college student, so he's working out a system where students can be charged per item they print. The printer can create just about any item you can imagine. Tannehill and his staff have created a number of things that sit beside the printer, including a miniature replica of Willis Tower, a TARDIS, a working nut and bolt, and even some chain links that were printed interlocked. Sales associate Andrew Landiger says to print designs, you can simply download free software. The printer is hooked up to a computer, and it will read the design file you want printed. The 3D printer can even create multiple items at once, just as long as it fits on the 11-inch by 6-inch base.
The one we actually use is MakerWare, and you can download images from the internet. Like a big one we use is actually Thingiverse. I believe they're actually a subset of MakerBot. So you can pretty much find anything you want, like phone case, for instance. Find a phone case you like for your phone, like 4S, Windows Phone, Samsungs. Pick one you like. Just download the image. Import it to the freeware. Change the size if you want. You can actually adjust the resolution, things like that. Standard resolution, and it's a faster print, so you're not going to get the best quality out of it. But when you switch it to higher resolution, it slows it down a little bit, but it's also a much better quality image.
Landiker says if you create your own design in vector-based drawing programs like AutoCAD, all you need to do is convert the file to a format that the printer reads, and it will print it. The architecture and engineering departments on the University of Arkansas campus both have 3D printers that are used by their students. However, 3D printers can also be found outside the realm of academia. For example, late last week, a company called 3D Systems released a statement announcing it has entered into a multi-year joint development agreement with the Hershey Company to explore and develop opportunities for using 3D printing technology in creating edible foods. This is the same company that, according to NPR, unveiled the first restaurant-grade certified 3D printer at the Consumer Electronics Show earlier this month. According to a news release from the company, the ChefJet series of 3D printers will include two printers that are expected to be available in the second half of this year. The monochrome countertop-sized printer will be priced in the sub-$5,000 range, while its full-color, larger-format counterpart will be in the sub-$10,000 range. 3D printers can also be used in the medical field. MakerBot is a subsidiary of Stratasys Limited, whose website hosts a video of a girl named Emma who has benefited from a 3D printer.
When she was born, her legs were up by her ears and her shoulders were internally rotated, and she had ulnar deviation on her hands and rocker bottom feet. The geneticist came upstairs and told us she had arthrogryposis small duplex congenita. They brought her legs down and they casted her, and slowly and surely, she started to develop.
The video continues on to explain that as Emma developed, she did not gain the ability to lift her arms using her own strength. However, researchers were able to 3D print a durable, custom exoskeleton with tiny, lightweight parts the child needed to be able to move her arms. The use of 3D printers is continuing to expand, but to see how a smaller desktop version of this machine works, local residents can visit manager Jonathan Tannehill and his staff at the University of Arkansas computer store for a demonstration.
I mean, it's just a really cool piece of equipment, and what we want to be able to do is, you know, bring students something like this that they wouldn't normally have access to. So that's, again, why we tossed around the ideas of Google Glass and 3D printing, because these are things that are usually outside the realm of, these are the things that are usually too expensive for students, so something they can see in person and actually see how it works.
The University of Arkansas computer store is located at 616 North Garland Avenue, just next to the Garland Avenue parking garage. For more information, you can visit computers.uofastore.com.